Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Paula and this is Nayan's Dumal podcast. Here we're going to be giving you a lot of love stories, tragedies, this fantasy that we think of, we dream of, and all of that goodness. So now we're going to be having a reading. And it's going to be a short story reading. The title of this story is My Dream Man Broke Me. Let's begin. I can't understand what is happening. I woke up with one thought in my head. I have been dreaming of some guy I have never seen before, for 2 years and now. I saw him again, but this time it felt real. I checked the time. It was 7:05 a.m. Shit! I'm going to be late for work. I quickly dashed into the bathroom and cleaned up. Had a little breakfast and rushed out to meet up with the staff boss. But as soon as I got to the bus stop, the bus drove off. Oh my God! Wait up! I shouted, but the bus didn't stop. What do I do now? I'm going to be late. I walked down a little to see if I could get a bike. Just then, a car stopped beside me. I continued working. Then a deep-voiced man spoke to me as the glass wound down. He was in his late 20s. I looked at him and felt a rush in my body. He looked like someone I had met before, but I couldn't remember. He asked where I was going to. I was so much in my head to even realize that he was talking to me. I stood there, speechless. Hey girl, I'm still here. Where are you heading to? So sorry. I was trying to remember where I know you from. Well, I'm heading to Ikeja. Oh, fine. You're so lucky. I'm going there. Hope you don't mind joining me. Oh, really? Thank you. I'm so late for work. I entered the car. It was a long, quiet ride, and I wasn't ready to talk, as he was so focused on his driving. I got to the office, thanked him for the lift, and he drove off. I was so lucky that the manager had not resumed for work. It was 4:30 p.m. and I began to prepare to go home. Just as I got out of the office waiting for a bike, a car parked in front of me. I looked inside. It was the guy from this morning. Are you ready to go? I don't understand. What are you doing here? I asked. I came so we could go home together. I don't think that's necessary. I'm not going home straight. Thank you for your offer. I left immediately, not wanting him to ask again. Hey, can I at least know your name? My name is Anna. Nice name. I'm David. Thanks. Nice to meet you. Can I get your number? Just give me yours. I'll call you when I'm home. okay. I go home at 7 p.m. I couldn't stop thinking about the guy. He looked so familiar. I knew him from somewhere, but I couldn't remember. After I had eaten and cleaned up for the night, I went to bed. I closed my eyes, and then I had a dream. It was him again, so tall and handsome. He was so sweet with me. His smile was divine and priceless. Just then, I saw his face clearly. "This is David." I woke up immediately. "It's him. I have been dreaming about him, and now he is here in reality." I couldn't understand what was happening. It was like a fairy tale. It was 5 a.m. already. I got up and prepared for work. I have to meet up with the staff boss. Work was so slow, I couldn't focus. I kept asking myself what was happening. I've been dreaming about him for 2 years. Just as work closed, I came out to get a bike, and there he was, standing beside his car, like he has been waiting for me. "Hi, Anna. How was your day? You didn't call like you promised yesterday." "Hi, David. What are you doing here?" "I never promised to call you." "Wow, really? Well, I came to pick you up so we could hang out before we go home." This was the guy from my dreams. I was in love with him, and now he's right here with me. I don't know what to do or say. If I tell him, I will be so weird, and he will think I'm a freak. I agreed to hang out. I got into his car. We had a long talk. It felt like my dream. He was kind and loving. He was everything I dreamt of. He was saying and doing the right things. It felt so special. I couldn't still believe my dreams came true. After we went to my place, we had dinner. Then he left. It was so easy to be with him. Since I had known him in my dreams for 2 years, he was nice and gentle to me. We would talk every time about anything at all. He was sweet. We spent the whole weekend together. It felt like we had known each other for years. It was 6 months already. We became very close. One day he called and asked that we should meet at an eatery. I got to the eatery. There he was, so handsome. "Hi, David. You look nice." "Thanks, babe. You look gorgeous yourself." "So what are we doing here?" "I just needed a nice place to spend time with and ask you for something very important." "Oh, what is it?" "You know, we've known each other for some months now, and I just wanted to ask, would you be my girlfriend?" "David, yes, I would love to." I was so happy. I couldn't believe it. It was everything I wanted. It was exactly 1 year and 6 months. The relationship was going on well. Then suddenly, he changed. He was keeping things from me. He was now a completely different person. We started fighting a lot about little things. I would ask him something sometimes, what was wrong or going on with him, but he would ignore and avoid the topic. He was distant. I needed help. What do I do? I spoke to my best friend about the change of attitude, and she said maybe he had someone else. I didn't want to agree with that because he loves me and I love him too. He is the love of my life. Why would he do that to us? He came over one evening for a sleepover. He was talking and his phone rang. He picked it up. I could hear the person telling him congratulations, but I couldn't hear the rest of the conversation. I didn't want to ask something I wasn't sure of, so I asked if he had something to tell me. I was hoping he would talk, but he said there was nothing. So I dropped it. Didn't want to spoil our good time. Later at night, we went to bed. I couldn't sleep as the call kept replaying in my head. I couldn't comprehend. But I had a strong feeling that there was more to it. I was so cold. Just as I finally fell sleeping, David woke up and held me. He was touching me in places that he had never touched me. He had never tried to before. I was so scared. David, a man I had loved for 4 years, who had never seen my nakedness, a man who never pressurized me into having sex, was right there forcing himself on me. Aren't you my girlfriend? Why can't I have my way with you? Why are you doing this, David? I made a vow not to have sex until we are married. Don't understand you, Anna. I have the right to have you, and tonight I must have you. I screamed and screamed. I even begged him. I couldn't recognize him again. It was like something else entered him. He had his way with me. He raped me. He felt good about his action, and he left my place that night. I woke up the next day with a note beside my bedstand and a bunch of hundreds and thousands of naira. The letter reads, "Dear Anna, I'm sorry I had to leave like this, but we aren't right for each other. In fact, I'm having my white wedding in 2 weeks' time. Do not bother calling or coming to my house. It was nice knowing you. The right man for you is coming. Have a nice life. Bye, David." This must be a dream. No, this is not happening. What is this, David? What did I ever do to you? God, why? I cried and cried for weeks. I had to pick myself up and continue living. A month after David left me, I was still trying to manage myself and forget the past. But then I found out my period was late. I had to go to the hospital immediately. I got to the hospital, was asked to run a test. I was asked to wait for 10 minutes. It was 10 minutes after, and it was confirmed. I was pregnant for a man who didn't want me. I called my friend and told her what had happened. She advised me to keep the baby. Today my son is a year old. He is my happiness. I heard David's wife left him for an ex from her university days. And I'm getting married in 2 months. I didn't think David had the right to know about his son. I didn't want to remind myself of the pain he caused me. My advice to every young lady out there, or every young man, is never mix your dreams with reality. Not everyone would have a fairy tale. Thank you. Well, that's the end of this short story. I'm going to be dropping other episodes of the stories that I have written in the future. So we're going to see till next time. Don't forget to listen to my podcast and share it, download it, and, you know, send it to someone who you feel is in the same situation right now, and let them know that there's hope. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Not every bad thing that happens to you remains permanent. Stay blessed. Thank you for being here. Bye.